This is Valley of Genius, episode 13, Stephen Levy.
Boy, what would the ideal computer conference be? Who would be there? And you'd say, oh, you'd have Mark Zuckerberg and Larry and Page, and you'd just like pick all the names of all the people there. Well, this was like that, but these are people you never heard of. But they were the people who really were driving things, the secret, inventors of our culture.
Welcome to Valley of Genius. I'm Leo Laporte with Adam Fisher, the author of a book called Valley of Genius, The Uncensored History of Silicon Valley. We're traveling down memory lane, listening to all of the interviews that Adam made, hundreds of them. Well, we probably won't get to all of them, but hundreds of interviews for this book, including a guy that I know and revere. He is, I think, perhaps, one of the top, if not the top, technology journalists of our time. And I first became aware of Stephen Levy with his book Hackers. That was an incredible story.
Yeah, he wrote Hackers in 1984. And the story I love about Hackers is the book party.
The idea was, it would be invite only. There would be a lot of people from all the generations of the book, and also people who may not be in the book but were like hackers, just right in that mode. And but it wouldn't be so zipped down that if someone was wanted to get in bad enough and was worth it, they'd hack their way in. that was a specific thing there. And there were some people who were, just really wanted to get involved so much that they became, like helpers, even though everyone like chipped in and did the dishes and things like that. There's pictures of that stuff. And they somehow got hold of this, the use of this old army camp, whatever it was, in the Headlands. Beautiful place. And for Cronkite. And set up the weekend. It was literally the publication date of my book. So it was like a giant book party. Like, it was an amazing book party.
He was reviewing video games for Stuart Brand's Whole Earth Catalog.
Is that how he got started? Wow.
Among other things. He was also a Rolling Stone writer. But he knew Stuart Brand because he was the video game editor. And Stuart read his book in galleys and Hackers. Says, we need to throw a party. We're going to do this thing called the Hackers Conference.
There were a lot of people who were best-selling game authors, like Bill Budge was there, I think. People who were, best-selling games, and then the Mac people, Ray Ozzie was there. Mm. It's the first time I met Ray Ozzie, who, what an amazing, impact he had there. And, he was just, I don't know who invited him. I hadn't known him before that, some Ray from, maybe from his contact, maybe he knew some of the MIT people, but they all got along. They were all in the same head. And it was like this, like, incredible energy. They had so much to talk about. And then they, setting it up, the people organizing it. And I actually have to say, besides sitting in some of the committees there and writing the original book, I was not involved in the guts of the organization thing. So mm-hmm. It was like sort of a surprise to me how amazingly it was set up, mm-hmm. right? The idea of they knew, because they had hackers on that committee, we're going to like go all night, and it was just just amazing because you had the key people there. Mm-hmm. I mean, these were people who were the key drivers of the culture. I mean, now, and it was like a secret culture until then, mm-hmm. right? So now you would say, boy, what would the ideal computer conference be? Who would be there? And you'd say, oh, you'd have Mark Zuckerberg and Larry and Page you just like pick all the names of all the people there. Well, this was like that, but these are people you never heard of. But they were the people who really were driving things, the secret, inventors of our culture. And they were all there. None of them were really famous, right? Even Steve Wozniak, everyone knows that. You know, he wasn't. I had a whole chapter about him in the book. He was like a big source in the book there. And it was, and he was, just getting to be known a little, maybe through the US Festival and some other things. But basically, most of these people, to this day, some of the people don't know who they are. But someone like Stallman has a certain degree of, fame in this slice of the world, in his slice of the world. But back then, and this for reporters is heaven, because, like no one knew or cared to know who these people were.
The interesting thing is information wants to be free. That came out of the Hackers Conference.
Yeah, it was at the Hackers Conference that they wrote the Hackers Manifesto, or it became known.
No, so the Hackers Manifesto was the Hackers Ethic was kind of at the
core. It was
core,
in the book of the
core
the hackers.
Of hackers. And yeah. The Hackers Ethic, the principle one, is information should be free. And then there was at the conference, there was a big talk about what does this mean, information should be free? And Stuart Brand said, put his own spin on it, said, I think information wants to be free.
Yeah.
While he was talking to Woz about this. And Woz and Stewart had like a big kind of back and forth on whether information should be free and what that meant and
I
whether
like the
software should be free.
The personification of it. It wants to be free.
Yeah, that's when Stephen Levy looked at Stewart Brand and said, That's why you're Stuart Brandon.
Yep.
I'm Stephen Levy.
Yep. Well, I think we're pretty lucky to have Stephen Levy. And if you haven't read the book Hackers, it's too late to go to the party, but at least you can read the book. It's still in print 30 years later, even though at the time nobody thought it would be a hit. Not his publisher, for sure.
Sometimes you can get a copy of the New York Times Book Review a little early. And flying out there, I just spotted one for the first time in the airport bookstore. I picked it up, and there was like a tiny review of Hackers. It was called, in the little capsule section. It wasn't like a full review. And this woman, who I'd never heard of her before or since, just like trashed the book. It was like an overblown magazine article. Who wants to read about this stuff? It was just awful. And I thought, I'm ruined. I just wrote my first book, it's dead. Indeed, the publisher like never, they did nothing for it. I came out with that book. I didn't do a single radio or television interview, not one, not a radio interview. For the whole, you would think that would be an interesting subject. Nothing. They didn't book me one place.
You thought you were washed up.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, 30 years later, it's never went out of print, and, it's done okay.
Valley of Genius, the uncensored history of Silicon Valley as told by the Hackers founders and freaks who made it boom. Adam Fisher, the author. Hope you're enjoying these interviews. Next week, we're going to meet the man who almost blew up San Francisco, at least part of it. We'll see you then.
I constantly get approached by people or get mail from people who say, I read that book in high school. I realized, I was in Kansas, and I realized there were people like me. It was the first time I realized that.